What's up? It's Christine Horn, and you are listening to the Hollywood Bound Actor Podcast. Today, we're taking it back to a classic episode of my show, Actors Daily Bread. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Hollywood Bound Actor Podcast, the number one place to be if you're an actor who wants to book starring roles in film and television. And now your host, the booking magnet, Christine Horn.
What's up? It's Christine Horn, the booking magnet. Welcome to Actors Daily Bread. This is where I teach you how to crush your auditions, book more work, and live a life that you love. Happy Sunday. Listen, yes, I am hoarse as hell. tonight we're talking about you creating your own method. I've been traveling. I just got back from Texas. Shout out to all the Hollywood Bound actors in Texas. So all my replay watchers who will watch this later, what's up, replay watchers? Love you guys. Listen, I've been at a conference, a business conference all week. I've been meeting people. And last night, literally, you know how just when conversation is just good, and you're just brainstorming and talking. And then it's 5 a.m. and this is what's going on. So after this, I'm going on vocal rest. But the thing is, you know, I used to go live a lot more, you know, and I'm doing a challenge. I like to gamify my life, which just means when I say I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna do it. And sometimes I like to say, let me do this for 30 days or 7 days or 90 days. Anybody, I don't know if you ever do that. Put a one in the chat if you ever gamify your life. Even if you're watching a replay, put a one in the chat. That's how I know if you're my people. But shout outs again. I was in Frisco, Texas. I got to meet so many amazing actors in our community in Texas. Shout out to all of you. You know who you are. And as I was talking to them, and if you want to see what they look like, go. Thank you, David. If you go to our Hollywood Bound Actors Instagram page or my personal Instagram or Facebook, you'll see the pictures of the beautiful souls that I got to meet. But I just got to Atlanta a couple hours ago. I'm here filming all week. But I wanted to just share with you something that came up during the talk while we were in Texas at the Omni Frisco Hotel. And it's just what I want to place in your spirit as we head into the new week. You know, I know, and I'm okay with people disagreeing with me, right? I have chosen to be vocal about helping actors, about empowering us, in enlightening us, trying new things. And like I tell my students all the time, opinions are like buttholes. Everybody has one. Eat the fish, spit out the bones. That's for my Caribbeans out there. And what I start to see, you know, online and things like that, different coaches, different teachers, different other actors, everybody has an opinion about how this thing is done. And I just want to encourage you, and this is what I was talking to the actors about in Texas, add things to your toolbox. Imagine our training is just like a big old pot of gumbo that we're making, right? So when I coach with you, I'm adding my okra. I coach with you, I'm adding my sausage. I coach with you, I'm adding the roux. I coach with you, I'm adding chicken, whatever it is. So you need all the pieces to create something that is wonderful, delicious, right, and flavorful. So when you're thinking about your process, your method, I just would beware of anybody who makes you feel like if you don't do it their way, that you're wrong. Even casting directors, when you do workshops, one casting director is gonna say, this is how I like things done. This is the pace in which I like auditions done, right? And another casting director is gonna say something different. And it doesn't mean that you are wrong. And so just beware, and because I'm in it, and again, once you decide to be a public figure, and we all are, we're actors, we're being judged, right? I was in Texas last night and someone called me a bitch. They were like, that's that bitch from Snowfall. I was like, hold on, what? Why am I a bitch? What happened? You know, like, so I just wanna just place that in your spirit, you know, because I don't want you to think you are wrong. You're not wrong. But I do want to encourage you to be empowered. And how do you become empowered? How can you create the Jenny method, right? The Princess Aaliyah method. I'm looking at some names on the screen, on the live stream. Right, how can we create the Delaney method, Natalie Baker method, the Nicholas Houston method, right? So just keep thinking of everything that you're learning as tools in your toolbox, as ingredients that go into your delicious gumbo, that when Tamara steps on the screen, there's her flavor of her gumbo is going to be totally different, even though she uses the exact same ingredients. But how much she uses and when she uses it is going to be different. Y'all know I like to eat and I like to cook, right? So you know I'm always going to have food references. But I just want to just say that, right? The Nene method, yes. So I just want to say that, you know, in case you haven't heard, like I'm hosting a conference this summer called Booking Magnet Live. And one of my mastermind sisters, we challenge each other to go live for 30 days straight, maybe more. So this is day two. So you're gonna enjoy a lot more live. And so if you have questions or some things, make sure you join our Facebook group, our Hollywood Bound Actors Facebook group, and post them there. And then I'll pull from those to answer some of those questions. Don't DM me, because my DMs are crazy and I don't want to ignore you, but it's a lot, y'all. It's a lot, you know. But I do want to just hear where you're thinking, where you need some support. But just stay encouraged. I just feel like there's way too much of saying it's my way or the highway. And I just want to get rid of that notion. I've studied with some of the best coaches in the world. I've taken workshops from some of the most amazing casting directors. And each one has a different vibe and a different way they like things done. But I've still managed without a college degree, learning from different people, to have a successful acting career. Very successful. And I want the same thing for you too. But I don't want you to put the block on yourself because you end up with like overthinking. I was talking to there was a sister at the Texas meetup. And I forget her name, but I got a picture with her, but she was just feeling a little stuck. Went to school, got a degree, and now is only hearing that teacher in her head, is only hearing one way in her head. And so now there's unlearning to do, and there needs to be some allowance of opening yourself back up to absorb new vibes, new teachings, new methods. So keep exposing yourself to different methods. Keep reading books. Y'all, on the plane here, as I was flying in from Dallas today, how I get taught these days, because I'm not in an active class. Y'all wanna know my training? This is what I do to train myself and to stay sharp. Y'all know I study TV like it's my job, because it is, right? Hey, Evelyn, right? I go back and watch movies that I watched as a kid. And I watch them with new eyes. So even if you can't afford an acting class right now, I launched a membership called the Red Carpet Club. It's only $8 a month. So for people who are having if the coin is tight right now, I want to be able to serve you in some way. So you might want to check the link in my bio for my Red Carpet Club. And that's weekly trainings with me every Monday. But one of the things I do for free is I just watch movies with new eyes. So today on the plane, I watched Beverly Hills Cop on the plane. And when I tell you, I saw shit I never saw before. I was like, Eddie Murphy is killing. I mean, I was the lady next to me. I mean, we were cool, but I was like, so many laugh out loud moments, so many just things. So I challenge you to do that. Pick an actor and watch with new eyes. Even if you think, oh, I've seen that movie 100 times, watch it again with these new informed eyes. Because when you were 10, you were not paying attention to the things you're gonna pay attention to now. Pace, rhythm, tone, melody, how the jokes land, the setup, how it's edited, how it was shot, angles, all those things. Eddie Murphy did something today in Beverly Hills Cop that I caught, and I use it. That's the thing, I borrow. Meryl Streep always talks about, you borrow, steal, like in the best possible way. Eddie Murphy did something, I'm not even gonna go into it. It was just a moment, he took this beat and then he put on this character. It was just, and I was like, ooh, put it in my file box, ooh, I'm gonna use that. So we don't, again, y'all know I say this all the time, you don't have to reinvent the wheel, you just gotta put some rims on it. And guess what? You are the rims. You are that unique, one of a kind, wonderful. The way you do it, ain't nobody else gonna do it. No one's gonna do it like David, no one's gonna do it like Nicholas, right? No one's gonna do it like LaRosha, love it, right? No one's gonna do it that way. So I just wanna encourage you, stay open. stay open, try things on, try it on. I like the way they did that. I'm gonna try that on in my next audition. I like the way that person walked in the room in the scene. I'm gonna try that next time I'm on set. And I already know I get a lot of flack from some coaches and from some casting directors because they think I teach too technically. But what I know is what I'm trying on, and what I know that I'm trying it on and it works. So nothing takes you away from craft. Nothing takes you away from doing the work, creating characters that are deep and leveled and layered, that are not one-dimensional. But in addition to the craft, period, you need to know technical stuff. You need to learn your body. You need to learn your face. You need to learn how to operate in this lens. Like, really make friends with the lens. And you can learn, not just by looking at yourself, by looking at other people and then trying it on for size. I'm telling you, that is shit that I try on camera. Like, I'm filming this week. I got a few things up my sleeve I'm trying that I borrowed from a few people. So I go back, watch movies from the 80s, from the 70s. Like, ooh, that's how they did shit back in the day. Okay. It's like singers. You notice how with each decade, right, singing changes. The way Patti LaBelle and Gladys Knight and Anita Baker sang is different how the Beyoncés of the world sing. Even with rap, it's different. Hip hop, you have the evolution of that. Things change, rhythms change with time. But we can learn something from the things that were done before. And when you take what's current and then freak it with some things from the past, because it clearly was done well, people were successful then. Go look at Cicely Tyson's first movie. Study that shit. So whoever it is, and that's endless classes. That's your own masterclass. You don't gotta subscribe to masterclass, honey. Just keep watching. Just go and keep watching. I like to learn from my elders, the ones who came before me. But it is, I just have to say that. And again, y'all know I get passionate about it. If you're new to me, welcome. I am Christine Horn. I am the booking magnet, but you are booking magnets too. And I'm passing all that energy on to you. So this week, as you go into the new week, see what you can try on. Study. Studying looks different for everybody. But I'm holding my place in this space. Hollywood Bound Actors, I just got an award for the work that I'm doing with the community. I'm just so full. And getting to meet you all as I travel is amazing.
Hollywood Bound Actors, what's up? It's your girl, Christine Horn, the Booking Magnet. Listen, Booking Magnet Live is coming. Hear me again. Booking Magnet Live is coming July 15th through 16th, 2022 in Atlanta, Georgia. You, me, live in person. Listen, I am so excited to bring this to you. And I've been a little quiet because this is what I've been working on. So if you don't know, last summer we did Booking Magnet Live virtually. It was amazing. We had over 150 actors from around the world join us, but we are doing what has been in my mind, in my heart, the vision God placed within me, and it is coming to fruition, and you do not want to miss it. Booking Magnet Live is going to be at the Marriott Northeast Emory Hotel in Atlanta. I don't care. You don't have to live in Atlanta to come. This is for everybody, but there's only space for 100 actors 18 years and older. So go ahead and get your plane ticket, get your car, get ready to drive. We have hotel room discounts, but you do not want to miss Booking Magnet Live. The link is in the show notes, but I'll say it here. BookingMagnetLive.com. That's BookingMagnetLive.com. We have general admission tickets and we have VIP tickets if you want to have a little extra time with your girl, Christine. So listen, how can you bring your whole self to your career when you're not whole, right? I'm ready for you to unleash your magic. Imagine attending a conference where you are celebrated and seen, where you're free enough to ask questions without fear of being judged, right? I want you to imagine that you can tap into your inner child. You remember the one that used to be creative and happy and free and fun. I've created a safe space, a safe haven, an incubator of sorts for us to get together and get our life. You hear me? I'm inviting some of the industry's top coaches and speakers to, get so excited. You have, oh my goodness, this is going to be so amazing. I've had a vision to experience something that felt opulent and special and exclusive, and where we can feel like we're just, this isn't a conference where you're just going to dress up in your stilettos, ladies, and hope you get an agent. Like, this is not that. This is where you're going to get a chance to be around your people, be free, have fun. So come on over to bookingmagnetlive.com, save your space. I even have payment plans because I know how it is. It can be a little tight. So I have payment plans so that you can at least save your spot and pay on your ticket. So if you have any questions, you can, of course, reach out to our team at christinehornteam@gmail.com. But don't delay. You can, if you have any questions, also come find me on Instagram at actress Christine Horn. And I'll probably redirect you to the team. But make sure you at least come check out the website, Booking Magnet Live 2022, July 15th and 16th. I want to see you there. So I'm going to be okay with people not liking me. I'm going to be okay with people not liking how I teach. Well, I'm not your person. But let me tell you about the people who do fuck with me. They working. I see you on here. Binky B, I see you, Evelyn Howe, working. Eric, working. Arisha, working. So it's about a mix. And no matter how much I can teach you, you're always going to put your own beautiful, unique self into it. And it will be special. It'll be one of a kind. And I'm just pouring, I'm going to wrap, but I just want to just remind you that so much I know when I was a newer actor, I was always trying to please. What do they want, right? I wonder what the casting director wants. I wonder what the director wants. They want you. They want you to bring these characters to life. They want you to be the one when they press play on your self-tape. They want to see something like, oh my God, they get it. Yes. There's no better feeling in the world. When I booked BMF, which is what I'm shooting here, Black Mafia Family on Stars, woo-hoo, the showrunner and the executive producer told me, like, when we saw your tape, oh, that was it. It was that. That's what we were looking for. And if you want to know what that is, and you haven't worked with me yet, I'm just give you a few options right now before I go and rest this voice and get some dinner. One, if money's really tight, but you want some extra encouragement from me outside of my free YouTube and my podcast, my Red Carpet Club is $8 a month, weekly trainings every Monday. You just log in at your leisure. You watch the training. It's a little nugget. It's a little nugget, a little taste, a little Starbucks taste, okay? That's that. If you want to go deeper, you can join Book More TV. I do not do audition coaching, so y'all can stop DMing me and emailing me about audition coaching. I don't do that. I know amazing coaches who do, but I don't. So there's Book More TV, which is my signature course where I just teach you every freaking thing that I know about TV. And I got students in this chat right now. It is an amazing course. And then lastly, right now, I want you to be thinking about coming to Booking Magnet Live. That is my annual conference, but this year it is going to be epic. That's why I was in Atlanta at my coach's conference, because I'm studying. It's going to be at the Marriott here in Atlanta. So you can fly in from anywhere. It's just for actors 18 and up. Get your coin, get on the payment plan, do what you got to do, but meet me in that room. It's going to be 2 days that will change your life and change your career. So let me pick up some of these comments before I go. I see some comments here on Instagram, then I'll come on Facebook. Happy Sunday, y'all. We're going into this new week killing it. We crushing it this week, y'all. That's what I declare over everybody in this thread right now. Yes, I'm just looking at the comments. Just scrolling, because you know once you stop the live, you can't see the comments anymore. SRS Artist says, this is so helpful because I used to think something was wrong with me. Now I know I take a little from all my teachers. Absolutely. I think that's Sharon, right? Yes. David said, take me to church. Jenny Stone King says, love this. Such a fantastic reminder. Let me see what's going on Facebook. What y'all talking about? Nicholas Houston says, be real as they told me. Be you in the best version of you. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Nicholas also says, I still have that weakness, overthinking. Who can relate to that? Just being too much in your head. You'll never read the minds of anything, right? The event, thank you for asking, Delaney. Booking Magnet Live is this summer, July 15th and 16th in Atlanta, Georgia. So you can go to bookingmagnetlive.com and learn all about the conference. Let me just tell you about this before I go. I'm creating something that does not exist for us. I go to business conferences all the time for years, of course, because I'm an entrepreneur. And I'm like, why don't we have this for actors? Like, I know we have workshops and stuff and cute little like artist nooks and you know, I want this incubator because let me tell you, it's why I'm on fire right now. When you spend several days with people like you in an incubator, in a safe space, and it's networking, growth, and masterminding, it changes you. It changes you because you're doing this alone every single day, dealing with rejection every single day. Many of you are working day jobs, night jobs, got kids, got families, just pushing through for this dream and feeling so exhausted and alone and frustrated and wondering when your break is gonna come and wondering if you should just quit. Are you just, should I just throw in the towel? Like, what's the point? Am I kidding myself? Like, all those things. But imagine if you were surrounded by 100 other actors just like you, some who are working above you and some who are aspiring to get to the level you're at. And you can help each other and you just feel seen. And you're inspired and you're taught by amazing coaches and speakers and teachers. Like, that's what I'm bringing. It just doesn't exist. Not the way I see it. Not just another event where we're all hoping to get an agent. Like, no, just somewhere where we can go play. Where can actors just go play and just, man, I'm passionate about it, as you can clearly tell, because I'm just like, you know what? I'm just gonna have to create the thing that I want. That's how things get changed. Hollywood Bound Actors didn't exist till I created it. And I knew the energy and the vibe that I wanted in a community for actors, so I just created it. And here we are, over almost 5,000 members. And it's just awesome. It's just awesome. So, again, connect with me, click any of the links, my team, and I will get back to you if you have questions. Again, Delaney says, I love your candidness. It's refreshing. I don't know any other way to be. So I appreciate that love. And I just want to send all of you some really good energy this week. If you ever need extra inspiration, our podcast, we have a Hollywood Bound Actors podcast. There's inter that you could just binge, like whenever you just need a word of encouragement. So you can come to me for encouragement, you can come for me to break through and get your bookings, right? Tamara said the doors to the church are open. You know how we do. You know how we do. You're my person too, Evelyn. Yes. Hagen Benson, true words of wisdom. Yes. I'm just checking these comments. I appreciate y'all hanging with me. Just checking it. Yes, I'm just looking at the comments. You're so welcome, Princess Aaliyah. Curl.Ann, just click the link in my bio. There's a general admission price and a VIP, and we have payment plans for both. The general admission is $497. It's a 2-day conference all day. All day is gonna be epic. And I'm teaching, but I'm not the only one teaching. There's gonna be improv. There's gonna be social media marketing. There's gonna be, oh gosh, we're gonna release all the speakers. My brain is a little fried because I've been traveling all day. It's just gonna be thebomb.com, and you do not wanna miss it and hear about it later. We did a virtual version of this last August, called Booking Magnet Live. It was a virtual event because, of course, deep in COVID, we had over 157 students come, and it was an 8-hour event. Those of you who were there know, y'all know what it was. So I'm bringing that in person. Yes. Oh, I'm excited. All right, Sheila, you're so welcome. Yes. What's up, Sean Roundtree? Yes. All right, y'all, have an amazing Sunday night. Again, I'm challenging myself. I like to gamify myself. So I'll leave you with this. What can you gamify in your life? What would change if you showed up consistently for 30 days? Let me know in the comments. Only if you're committed. Don't comment on this if you're not committed, even on the replay. So my 30-day challenge is going live every single day for 30 days, even if it's 5 minutes, because I'm busy and I'm in here filming and all this stuff, but I'm committed. And I have a result on the other side of it. So what could you do for 30 days straight? Could it just be drinking more water? Could it be doing self-tapes? Could it be finding an accountability partner and y'all talk every day? Like watching a movie and studying it every day, reading 5 pages of a book every day for 30 days. You'd be surprised with your consistency, how it can change your life. Because I'll tell you now, for anyone who's watching who thinks they have a problem with consistency, if you're saying right now, it's so hard to be consistent. No, it's not. You're consistent every day. You're just consistent at the wrong things. You're consistent at things that are not getting you results. You're consistently not working out. You're consistently not drinking water. You're consistently not self-taping. You're consistent. You have no problem with consistency. So now we get to change what we're consistent at. Especially with when you have a goal in mind. Binky B said, that's a word. You are. I mean, it's real. I can't be consistent. Oh, you are. You're consistent. Yes. Yes, Ava, okay, you're gonna brainstorm, awesome. So yeah, if you wanna be held accountable, because look, there's power when you speak it. There's power when you write it, and there's power when you make a goal public. Because now it means you gotta show up in it. And if you don't, then you gotta ask yourself why you're not. So if you wanna be held accountable with me, you wanna rock with me for 30 days, mine is my own thing. But if you like, what can I do for 30 days that would impact my career in the best possible way? Or impact my life in the best possible way. When this video ends, I'll leave it on my feed. Comment below just so that you can be held accountable, so that you can see your own writing about what you said you would do for you. Because if you can't trust yourself to keep your word to yourself, that's where you know you need some work. That's the thing. That's why a lot of people, not just actors, we don't want to take that next class. We don't want to do that thing. We don't want to invest that money because it's like, you don't trust yourself. It's not that you don't even trust that the course or the class will work. You don't trust you. You don't trust you to do it. And if you keep disappointing yourself, you know, that it's hard to do anything. I'm gonna read one last comment before I go. What's up, Greg Jr.? I'm there. I just need that push over the edge to get into my zone and book those huge principal roles. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. All right, everybody. I am Christine Horn. I am the booking magnet, but so are you. Continue to shine bright like the star you are. Remember, you have a gift that the world needs to see, and you gain nothing from playing small when you know you are fucking big, bright, and beautiful. Shine your light, fucking shine it unapologetically. I don't give a damn who doesn't like it. In the words of Issa Rae, it's feeling like me season. Mute me, block me, unfollow me, do what you gotta do, because I'm doing me and I'm shining. And I want y'all to shine too. We could shine together. We can shine together. All right, y'all have a good night. Replay watchers, watch this back once it's over. Those of you who are doing the 30-day something, put it in the comments to be held accountable. I love you all. Thank you for letting me be a part of your journey and your life. Bye-bye. I'm going to end on Facebook first. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Hollywood Bound Actor Podcast at hollywoodboundactor.com.